Dwayne Casey. He's one of our favorites. He's head coach of the Toronto Raptors, and we're very pleased that he's agreed to join us on the Jeff Blair Show. Dwayne, thanks a lot for your for joining us today. Before we ask you about Masai Ujiri and about those comments, I wanted to ask you, you know, there's been a lot of talk this year in the NBA playoffs as we move towards this, you know, it appears as if the Cavaliers and will be the opponents for Golden State. A lot of people are talking about how predictable the NBA has become. And you know, quite frankly, Dwayne, I think a lot of people at the start of the year would have looked at these two teams and said, yeah, there's a good chance. There's a pretty good chance they're going to be in the final. Wayne, I don't know if there's anything anybody can do about that, is there? I mean, if you've got great players, it seems to me that great players are going to dominate this game regardless of the time.
Well, no, Jeff, I came through the area where Michael Jordan was dominant. Kobe and Shaq went through a spell. They were together with the Lakers. They kind of were one of the first so-called super teams. Back in the day. So those teams can be beat. You can beat them. You have to play efficient basketball. You've got to be committed, play with strong conviction. I thought the other night Boston played one of their best games, but it wasn't anything X and O's. It was just playing their butts off, playing with conviction and confidence. You got to believe. You got to really feel like, hey, we're going to go out here, make shots, make plays, play defense, and not be in awe and, give them too much respect. And that's what I think a lot of teams now are doing. So your thought process going through the season is, look, I'm fighting now for the opportunities to go against Golden State, to go against Cleveland. And, when I get that opportunity, I'm going to make the best of it instead of, kind of giving in a little bit to their greatness. And I think, a lot of people had already anointed those two teams before the season started, like you said. And that's unfortunate because we're in this to win. You're in the NBA, the league, to be a champion. And if you start out the season giving in, why play the season? And so that's the confidence you got to have. That's the conviction you got to play with. And I thought Boston played that way in game one and game two. They were down, 50? And, I thought they kind of gave in to so-called greatness of Cleveland. He's a great player. Mm-hmm. But you're in this league, you're playing, you're working your butt off all summer to kick their butt. And if you don't have that feeling, that conviction and that confidence to do it, as a player, as a coach, we're in the wrong business.
Is it good or bad for basketball, Dwayne?
I think it's bad for basketball, Stephen, to have that type of mentality. I think it's great for those two teams. But I think for overall basketball, I think for people to have that feeling that there's only two teams that's going to win it, there's only two teams, what about the other 28 teams? So, again, hats off to those two organizations for the ability of putting those teams together. I'm not, envious of them. They've done their job, but still, those two teams can be beat. I would say that San Antonio would have had a better chance of not getting swept if they had Kawhi Leonard. So health is so important, especially at this time. And I would say San Antonio is one of the best teams in the league with medical, taking care of their players, making sure they had games off. And lo and behold, a turned ankle gets Kawhi Leonard. Unfortunately for Tony Parker and Lee, they had a little bit more serious injuries, but for their top player, he turns an ankle. So health and luck is so important at this time of year, and that's why it's difficult to go through and have a good regular season, have some bad luck with health and injuries. Everybody's in the boat. We were with Kyle going down. But all those things have to align to win a championship. And that's what happened with us in Dallas. We were lucky. We were healthy throughout the playoffs. And, that plays a big part of who who wins or who goes home at this time of year.
Now, Dwayne, what did you make of Masai's statements at his end of season news conference? I mean, clearly you and Masai spoke, I presume. What did you make of them?
I thought it was great. I thought Jeff, I'm sure there at your organization, it's great to have a culture reset. You go in, you evaluate every phase of your organization, good, bad, indifferent, and where can we get better? And that's what we have to do. I think every team does it. I've done it. We did it in Dallas. We did it in Seattle. I think it was louder and more pronounced and kind of misconstrued too many different ways because it was a day after a tough loss.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think it's great. I think we needed it. I think every team I've been with has done it, and it makes you better. And then we're in this to get better, because if you stay the same and don't improve or don't stay up with what's going on in the league, you get left behind. So, I thought it was good, great, good leadership on his part. Again, we all, I'm better when I, look myself in the mirror and say, hey, where can I get better? Where can we get better? And I will say that we're very disappointed the way the playoffs went, Jeff, but all too the, it all wasn't bad throughout the year. You know, mm-hmm. We were one of the top teams in offensive and defensive efficiency, 1-3 with Golden State, San Antonio and ourselves in the top 10 in offensive and defensive efficiency. So we were doing some good things. I think what we want to do to change our style of play is really emphasize the three more. What is an efficient three, efficient shot, be more efficient, and mainly increase our quality threes. And that doesn't mean we're just going to go come down and just jack up a shot, but there's so many. I met with Corey yesterday and just showed him a lot of different situations. There's a three-point attempt. Corey was one of our best three-point shooters. He was 40% from the corner three, but just didn't take enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many opportunities where we had a chance to jump up and vault up and take a three from some of our top three-point shooters. And, again, we can't wait to the playoffs. And I thought we did that early in the year. We were number one in offensive efficiency for a lot of the first part of the year. And whether it's fatigue, injuries, all the excuses, all that, it doesn't matter. We've kind of slowed down toward the end of the year, and it was tough for us to make a three-point shot. So we've got to get worse. Part of our playing personality, a huge part of our identity, shooting the three and quality threes, and make sure we improve our three-point shooters, because I can go out, you and I, Jeff, can go out there and shoot them, but we want to make them. I mean, we got to work this summer to improve our three-point shooting where it's automatic. Make sure it's each player is able to shoot the three, whether it's Jonas Valanciunas, Pascal Siakam, whoever it is, has been what we've given them a menu to work on this summer to improve the three-point shooting.
But is there a limit to what you can accomplish? I guess what I'm thinking, Dwayne, is identity, personality, culture, however you want to describe it, to a degree that's dictated by who the players are and how they play. How is there a limit to how much you can change that without actually changing the players? Changing who they are.
No, you can. I think a lot of it, Stephen, is what we emphasize, and we emphasize moving the basketball, moving the bodies. Some of it is DNA in certain players, but again, that's our job as a coach to make sure we work on that, get better. I will say I thought we got better during the year last year, but there's another level we can get to as far as player movement, ball movement. I think one of our best games in the playoffs, where I think it was against Milwaukee, we had 28 assists, I think it was. And for us, that's high because, again, let's face it, DeMar DeRozan is one of the top one-on-one non-paint two players in the league. But for him, it may mean, okay, I may average, 3 or 4 points less and maybe 3 or 4 more assists to help others get threes when the defense collapses on me. So that's the emphasis, and that's the efficiency we have to play with throughout the season. That way, once the playoffs do start, that's automatic. When teams double-team DeMar DeRozan, it's not anything he has to think about. You know, and I thought he got better with that. We had 28 assists. I think he had 30-plus points. I forgot how many it was, 37 or something like that, with us having 28 assists. So, again, when teams double-team you, try to take your star player out the way they do in the playoffs, you know, we want to be more efficient and better and doing it different ways as far as getting other players involved. Again, it's going to be a point where Norman Powell's got to improve this summer to be a better three-point shooter. I thought early in the year he was. It went down a little bit. It's got to be a huge part of his playing personality to be a better three-point shooter. Serge Ibaka, instead of, if we re-sign, get him back, if he chooses to come back with us, to make sure instead of taking that long two, take that step back and make sure, you know, he takes the three. And so, again, it's education. It's working on it this summer. It's going to be a huge part of our training camp to emphasize those shots even more. And so, again, it's a change for those players, but it can be done. It has been done of players getting better, becoming better three-point shooters. Kyle Lowry is a great example. When Kyle Lowry first came in the league, you wouldn't have said he's a great three-point shooter. And right now, he's one of the best in the league, one of the best three-point shooters in the league. So
even veteran players can evolve.
Well, no. Kyle started at an earlier age. I think when he was at Houston, when he first got here, he just kept working on it. He kept working on it. And so, yes, even older players can develop a three. And I remember we had Sam Perkins in Seattle. He was an older player, and he became a great three-point shooter for us because as time went on, that was a part that he worked on and developed and allowed him to stay in the league and last longer. So the older players can develop the three, and that's, again, one of DeMar DeRozan's areas where he has to get better. He works on it every summer. He really improved his corner three-point shooting, but now he's got to get where the top of the key, at the break, three-point shot is a very efficient shot for him.
Dwayne, how much is it asking of you to because, you know, you made your bones in large measure as a defensive coach. Now, you know, now we're looking at the Toronto Raptors shooting a lot of threes. How much of that is going to increase pressure on you?
None whatsoever. I think it's great. I'm excited, Jeff, because that's where the game is going. Look mm-hmm. what Pop did. Would you say Pop? I think Pop is a great example of coaching where you evolve. There's a lot of coaches. I think George Karl evolved as I remember him. Rick yes. Carlisle changed as an offensive coach where you, instead of going inside and getting an inside shot, you know, we all evolve as coaches. First of all, the game is going toward that, Jeff. It's a huge part of the NBA now, and you know, I think we've been preaching it throughout the season. We've got to make sure we shoot more threes. We've got to get at least 30 threes up, 28 to 30 threes. Right now, I think we're at 22 or 24, somewhere in there. And we got to get that up to 30, 32, if possible. And, again, we're just not going to jack them up. We want quality shots, and that's why our players this summer are working their butts off. So mm-hmm. it's not you know, again – first of all, I'm a basketball coach. I just don't know defense. I've been in this league a long time and know the offensive game also. And, you know, Nick Nurse is an excellent offensive mind. Rex Galamian coached offense at OKC. So, again, I don't think a big deal should be made. This guy's a defensive coach. This guy, you know, we're basketball coaches. We know the game. We know which way the game is evolving toward. Again, it's not something that just we got hit over the head and say, hey, we got to play this way. We've been working on that this entire year, trying to transform into that type of playing. And I think we're closer than we think as far as playing the style of play that's effective to win in the playoffs.
Dwayne, do you think that evolution of the game with the emphasis on the three, do you think that's permanent? Or is somebody going to come up with something counterintuitive here and everybody will be following in their wake in 5 years?
That's a great question, Steven. I've seen it all. I've seen the Shaq years, the Sabonis's in the league where you had to have the big guy to get it inside. We have a great interior post-up player in Jonas Valanciunas. We're encouraging him to work this summer on his three-point shot. So I've seen that evolution. It's been coming. I think it's what Commissioner Stern, when he put the rules in, the freedom of movement, you can't bump a player. You can't impede his movement. I think the game is going toward that. I think viewers and fans enjoyed on television. There's a prettier game. So I think it's here to stay. I think it's the days of the 45 to 60 to 70 point games are over. You're going to have some throughout the year, but you know, the fans want to see scoring. The league office, I think, deep down wants to see scoring up, possessions up. So I think it's here to stay. Just because of the TV, the you know, that's better for TV, and it's a prettier game. I like the way the game is going. Matter of fact, I think it's better for basketball. The wrestling matches, the slugfest that we used to have down in the paint, all the game where you had two. Yeah, 25. We would always say you got $25 million out there in the parking lot. With, remember the old rules where you had to have two guys lifted on the outside, Jeff? You remember those days?
Yep.
And you put two of your two $25 million standing out there in the parking lot. We used to call it while one player went ISO. So those days are gone, and I think it's great for basketball. And now it's up to us as a team and as an organization to make sure we maximize the talent of our players to fit that, or bring players in that fit that style of play. And I think that's what you were asking, Jeff and Steven. You know, but again, I think we have the players on our roster that can improve. DeLon Wright, one area of his game he's got to improve is his three-point shooting, to be effective, because he has everything else. He can get to the paint. He can find, penetrate, and kick to the three-point shooters, which is a huge thing. But to get that trigger started, you got to have a player like DeLon Wright to break the defense down, get into the paint, suck it in, and then find the shooters outside. And so he's got to be a threat to shoot the three, and that's what he's going to work on this summer.
You know, it seems like every time we talk to you in the summer, we hear from you, you're at, you know, summer league, you're doing something. Dwayne, do you get away for a couple of weeks? And what is a break for you? What is the perfect break for Dwayne Casey?
Well, in Seattle, back in Seattle, a home in Seattle with the family, you know, in August is mainly the downtime, because July is a free agent month. It's also the summer league month, and this is a huge year for our organization, you know, in free agency, to make sure we bring the guys back we're going to bring back. And summer league is huge because, you know, again, you just can't say we want to be a better three-point shooting team. It takes work. All of our coaches are out now with our players in different areas of the country, the states, working with different players. Corey's been in, was in yesterday. So it's not really a time to relax. But to answer your question, Jeff, August in Seattle is probably the most beautiful. First of all, it doesn't rain in August.
That's right.
So that's the time to be in Seattle and to enjoy the weather. I usually play in Lenny Wilkins golf tournament, and I'm not a big golfer, but it's one time that I do play golf. Being in Seattle in the summer to get away, decompress a little bit, to get ready for the season is back home in Seattle.
Well, Dwayne, listen, we really appreciate you joining us, and we wish you a real good summer with the family, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. And again, thanks so much for doing this, and thanks for your availability and your help all season long. It's really appreciated.
No, I really enjoy it, Jeff. And that's one thing too about our market. We've set the standard high. I remember when I first got here, we were like 30th in offense, 30th in defense. So the great thing about it is we've set the standards high, the expectations higher. You know, if you had said, you know, 6 years ago, you know, we're upset about being in the semi-conference or the finals, you know, I would have said you're crazy. But it's a good thing. I love it. And we have a great fan base. The media coverage here is second to none in the league. And so we've set the standards high. So we want to make sure we keep it up there and get it, get to where we want to get to. And that's why when Steven, you asked me, or Jeff, you asked, you know, are you, what about sent Golden State and Cleveland? That's where we want to be. That's our goal, is to get up there and beat those teams and not be satisfied with, you know, just getting there.
Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, thank you.
Take
guys.
Care.